Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Tonight, the President of the United States will speak at the Las Vegas Convention Center. What is it we can expect from the President? A guy that knows him maybe as well as anybody is David Bossie, the co-author, along with Corey Lewandowski, of Let Trump Be Trump. He joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline for just a couple of minutes. And first of all, are you coming in for the speech by chance?
You know what? We wanted to, but we just couldn't make it happen today. But the President's looking forward to being in Las Vegas, and we always love to be with him.
Let me ask you, what do you expect from the President tonight? Will it be the standard speech, or will there be something special tonight?
You know what? I think that the President loves one thing, and that's being with the American people. So getting to step in front of 8 or 10 or 12,000 people in Las Vegas later tonight, he's going to talk about his accomplishments, because the fake news media that you just let in with, all of the opponents of him, of his administration, and of his policies, are led by that fake news. It's not just what they report and how they report it, it's what they don't report. And that's what he gets frustrated by. He says, look at all of these accomplishments. Look at the economy. The Dow today, as we are talking, is at an all-time high. The unemployment is at a low that is unbelievable for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, women across the workforce. The GDP is at 4.2%. He's going to go and talk about those things because the American people don't hear it enough. And he's not on a ballot this November, but his policies are. And the policies that are getting these results are. And that's what he's going to educate people about tonight.
I know you still have the ear of the President, and I'm curious, would you recommend that he talk a lot about Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, or do what he's done at least the last couple of days and have a rather muted message on that particular subject?
You know, I think that the President is letting the process play out, which is an incredibly smart thing to do, in my opinion. I think the President not talking about Brett Kavanaugh doesn't mean he doesn't support him. I think it means he's giving the respect to the process of the Senate. But this woman now, who has made these, quite honestly, late and outrageous allegations, now it seems that she doesn't want to put herself in a position to be at a hearing being asked questions about them because it's been reported she doesn't know when it happened, where it happened. She doesn't know how she got to the party or how she got home from the party. There's a lot of problems with her story. And Brett Kavanaugh has said it didn't happen, and the people who she's named as witnesses have said it hasn't happened. It seems to be a problem for the Democrats. It seems like they just wanted to get this thing delayed, and this is part of that overall effort. I hope that they continue to give her an opportunity, but if she doesn't come forward, they have to move on.
David, I talked to Corey Lewandowski yesterday. He let the cat out of the bag. There's a new book coming out in November about the deep state. Are you two collaborating again?
We are. We have Trump's enemies. Our follow-up book, Let Trump Be Trump, is Trump's enemies. And it's really going to be an explosive book this late November, and we're looking forward to having it. We'd love to visit with you when it comes out.
I would love that. Are you saying late November, or is it going to be before the election or after the election?
No, it's going to be post-election. It's
okay.
Going to be post-midterms, but leading into the re-elect.
There you go. Hey, David, thank you so much. Always a love to talk to you. We'll talk to you again in November.
Love talking to you. Thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you. David Bossy joining us. Good guy. The co-author of Let Trump Be Trump, and he's got a new book. New book coming out after the midterm elections. So late November, Thanksgiving. It'll be a turkey of a book. Wow. By the way, just to catch you up to speed, there's no word yet on Christine Blasey Ford, whether she will or won't testify on Monday. We know that Claire McCaskill is announced she's going to oppose the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Nobody really expected her to vote for him. Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly, those are the other three that are kind of hanging fire that I think one or all of those three will vote for the nomination. They live in Trump states, and I firmly believe that one or maybe all three, for all we know, will end up supporting him. I want you to hear, because it's really sad. But I tell you, Jeffrey Toobin is a guy that I listen to. I don't always agree with him. In this particular case, I do agree. Let's go to cut 8. Because this is Jeffrey Toobin. He's the senior legal analyst for CNN. And there was on with, where was this? This was on CNN last night with Anderson Cooper, essentially laying out all the cards for Christine Blasey Ford.
There's a factual matter that is worth putting out on the table. If she refuses to testify on Monday, Kavanaugh is getting confirmed. I mean, Jeff Flake has said that. Susan Collins has said that. If she, maintains that this investigation is a sham and I'm not taking part, he is getting confirmed. Now, that may be unfair. That may not a good thing, a bad thing. I think that's just a factual thing. If she does testify, then I think all the cards are thrown up in the air. He may well be confirmed anyway. But I think everybody should be clear about what the stakes are of her decision to come forward or not before the committee. It's up or down.
Well, Jeff, in talking to her attorney last night, the attorney made it clear that any FBI investigation would probably take longer than being able to be completed by next Monday. Now, you can argue whether that's true or not, and seemed to make it clear that without an FBI investigation, she didn't want to sit down, and even if there was an FBI investigation, it wouldn't be on Monday because there's not enough time. Do you think that's essentially just kind of playing chicken here? Do you think she actually would, if there is no FBI investigation, she would still go and sit down?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what their strategy is, but I do know that there is not going to be an FBI investigation. Senator Grassley, the president, the Republican Party, this is a take-it-or-leave-it offer to Ms. Ford. I mean, that's just what it is. She's got to decide whether she wants to testify or not. It's a hard decision. You know, it's easy for us to sit here. She's a private figure. She's got a life she wants to lead, but everybody should be clear about what the stakes are. If she does not testify, he is getting confirmed.
Okay. Now, that's Jeffrey Toobin, CNN legal analyst. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. I think Christine Blasey Ford is not going to testify that the Friday deadline will come and go, and she'll make some announcement that she's not going to do it. What I do think will happen, I think that this weekend she will sit down with Chuck Todd, 60 Minutes, somebody from the lamestream fake news media will get an exclusive interview, an hour interview with Christine Blasey Ford. And by the way, mark down the time, would you please, Jameson? This is just before 11:15. My prediction is she will sit down not with the Senate Judiciary Committee, but with a member of the fake news media. She can say anything she wants. She can make any accusations she wants. And she's not under oath. Last time I checked, it's not a federal felony to lie to 60 Minutes or to lie to Chuck Todd and Meet the Press. I think she'll take the easy way out. Fake news media. And by the way, don't think all these shows aren't talking to the lawyer trying to get her to come on their show. And that essentially she'll do the same thing that a Senate hearing would do without the liability of lying to Congress. That's what I think will happen. Mark it down. No, I'm serious. 11:15, Thursday morning. This is what I think. This is the option. You know, this is like, let's make a deal. And she's going to take what's behind door number three. And door number three is an hour-long interview or something like it with 60 Minutes. Make all the allegations that are in that letter. Answer some weak cross-examination questions without the legal jeopardy of having to testify under oath. See, I think she doesn't want to testify under oath. Could be wrong on this thing. But otherwise, why not just say yes? I mean, I know you have no leverage and you're demanding an FBI investigation. I don't think that's going to happen. And even Jeffrey Toobin says, hey, let's just face it, there's not going to be an investigation by the FBI. We need to take a break. I'm running way behind. I do want to ask you a question, though. Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30 or 40 or even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. This is amazing stuff. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Folks, we live here in the desert. Of course you're going to have, you know, air conditioning costs. We're going to show you a way to save upwards of 60%. Give them a call, 702-570-2501, or check them out. You can do that right now on your smartphone. ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We got our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, by the way, it's on to Friday. I got people texting me. I got friends. I can't wait for Friday. We're going to get to hear the Friday song. And I love the Friday song, too. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, tomorrow, we're calling it Wall to Wall Trump. We're going to play big chunks of the president's speech. We might even play some Danny Tarkanian and some Dean Heller. But it's going to be all about the rally tonight at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And I'll simply tell you, this is going to be one of the biggest events that we've had. And I'm just guessing. I could be really wrong. I'm thinking 12,000, I don't know, 15,000 people. The Las Vegas Convention Center is huge, and they start knocking down walls, and you got lots of space. So that's coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. The doors are going to open, believe it or not, at 3:30. I don't think I'll be there at 3:30. I think I'll be there, like, closer to 5 o'clock. But, yeah, the event's going to begin at 7 o'clock, and the president's going to speak. He's not landing till 6:35, but he's going to be over at McCarran, we understand. And so that's just a stone's throw from the convention center. So very excited about that. I want to get into, and but we'll have highlights, I promise you. We will have highlights. The Democrats, though, are so predictable. Have you noticed? They're all falling in line. In fact, let's go to cut six real quick. Let's see if we can squeeze that in. This is a montage of Democrats who are just falling in line. The very same talking points. It becomes a little bit redundant. Here it is.
This woman is to be believed, and you can believe Dr. Ford. This was attempted rape, and this is a woman who exhibits, Dr. Ford, courage, but the classic signs of post-traumatic stress.
I believe her. Listen, first of all, anybody who comes forward at this point to be prepared to testify in the United States Senate against someone who is being nominated to one of the most powerful positions in the United States government, that takes an extraordinary amount of courage.
Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. They need to be believed.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford, I believe the survivor here. There's every reason to believe her. She has come forward courageously and bravely.
Let me ask you, if this woman is to be believed, and Mazie Hirono, who is the senator from Hawaii, she is a senator from Hawaii, says that we need to believe her. Do we also need to believe Brett Kavanaugh? Does that mean we don't need to believe Brett Kavanaugh? I think Chuck Schumer was right on one thing yesterday. Remember yesterday we brought you a little clip of Chuck Schumer saying you can't have it both ways. You can't believe both Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh. Somebody's not telling the truth. And he's right on that. He is absolutely right on that. Coming up in our next segment, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll give you the opportunity to talk about whatever you want. But one of the things I want to get to is Mazie Hirono says that we have to believe Christine Blasey Ford. Does that mean then we should not believe Brett Kavanaugh? Or does he have a presumption of innocence? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I want to find out what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to all of your calls. You jump online now, I promise you we'll get your call coming up after the bottom of the hour break. Is that fair? My name is Kevin Wall. It is Thursday. It is live and local now. It is live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you get a chance to call in. You get a chance to tell us what's on your mind. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. For the first 2.5 hours of this program, you essentially are being told what to talk about. And usually it's what I want to talk about, okay? But in this final half hour, we give you the latitude to take the program in any direction you want. You want to talk about Brett Kavanaugh? You want to talk about the Friday deadline? Will Christine Blasey Ford, will she agree to testify? She's got till tomorrow morning to make that decision. Now, anybody that's in business or in government knows that there's no such thing as a deadline. They just don't exist. If you say Friday morning, you've got to tell us by Friday, and you tell the committee Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, my guess is we will have a hearing on Monday. Or at the very least, we'd have it on Tuesday. Let's go to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened. You want to join us, you can. In fact, let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Well, I want to deal with some words that you and the Alphabet Goop Soup media, how they use and how the subconscious doesn't pick up on. But on your show, Kevin, is it allowed to call? Are you allowed to call a duck on your show?
Yes, yes. If it quacks like a duck, yeah, yeah. We call ducks ducks.
Well, I don't. In my lifetime, Kevin, you got a couple on me, not much, but these are the most unscrupulous, reprehensible, vile demo rats in my lifetime. This showing is a disgrace to the world as far as what we Americans, red-blooded Americans, that would take the battlefield, unlike those draft dodgers. But moving on, when I'm at the sports book and you get the college kids coming in for college basketball, he'll hear me over talking, and a couple times they're standing by the window, and I said, don't let the amount of money influence your bet, number one. But number two, I said, I heard you guys in your group talking, and you were all just like the Alphabet Goop media. You were talking about what you think, what you believe. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I had a buzz. What you think, what you believe, and what you feel. Well, I don't give a flock of seagulls about those words. You leave your heart in the car, and those three words, which the Alphabet Goop uses religiously, I think. Oh, so therefore it's so? No. Yeah. I leave your listeners with this, Kevin. Tell me what you know.
There you go. Thank you, Frank. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've just freed up one line. You want to squeeze through? You can. In fact, here's the number, 1-844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And as I say, I've got one line open. You can squeeze through right now. And again, we talk about what you want to talk about. In fact, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about this morning?
Oh, about this Supreme Court justice situation. There's something that's kind of being overlooked here. This lie detector test that this gal took?
Yes.
Okay, lie detector tests are a bunch of baloney, because what they do is they ask the person that's going to be on the test, you know, all these questions, and then they hook them up, and then they ask them the same questions back. Now, I had a personal experience with this with my ex-wife, who's a sociopath, and she had a lie detector test given. And it all came back with nothing more than what she had told the guy. All right. So this is the slimy lawyer's way of taking somebody's word and turning it into a document that supposedly has credibility. But this is just baloney. If somebody gets a copy of that lie detector test that she took and compare it to other language that she's used, they'll probably find out that it's the exact same thing. So there's no, you know, and the closer to
Wait a minute. So just so we all understand, Tom, you're saying that you think this polygraph will come up bogus.
Yeah. See, there's a thing in law that the closer to an event that something like this takes place, the more likely it is it's part of an agenda. It's part of this event that's planned. You understand?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, and you know, I want to give Mike, you talked to Mike earlier, I want to give him a kudos. I agree with everything he's had to say. You know, as offensive as it is to all of us with regards to mom apple pie in our country, we have to face the facts about what these women are doing. You know, there's a vagina jihad against men, and you can see it played out daily, and this is just another part of it. And so, you know, we need to take it in that light, no matter how distasteful it may seem. You know, there's certain women, and there's a lot of great women out there, you know, and they see through this too. There's an old saying that the one thing that men and women agree on is that they don't trust women. So there's something, You know, there's something in these old sayings that has some
truth. I love that. I had not heard that for the longest time. I had not heard that.
There it is.
Tom, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You want to join us? Tom has just departed. That means you can get through at 844, the number 2, Nevada. And that's regardless of where you live. If you live in the Amargosa Valley or you live in Battle Mountain or Ely or Sparks or the Coachella Valley of Palm Springs, Indian Wells, where everything is always beautiful. Everything is always beautiful. No, that's what my buddy Jim Yoder tells me. He's a resident of Indian Wells. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Let's move on to Dave. Dave in Henderson, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, let me take you off speakerphone, pull over here for real quick.
Okay.
I just want to know who approved the Raiders Stadium without parking. Was it Sisolak? Was that the guy or who was it?
Well, Sisolak has been one of the leading voices. He's the chairman of the Clark County Commission, and he's taken a lot of credit for the Raiders Stadium. I guess if you take credit for having the Raiders Stadium, you got to take credit for the fact that they did a major oops. Oh, you mean no parking? Oh my God! You know they had one. Yeah, that's another reason not to elect him as governor. This is the same guy. And by the way, I'm just letting you go because your cell had a lot of static in it. But great point, though. You know, he takes a lot of credit for, you know, the Raiders Stadium and bringing the Raiders to Las Vegas. Well, if you do that, then you got to take the fall. Their cars, and they go, there's no parking. No parking garages, no period. That you agreed to this big, huge, billion-dollar project and didn't think about, oh, you think people would want to drive to the event? Or maybe we can just find people movers for everybody. Just bizarre. I've just freed up a line. Kelly is a first-time caller. In fact, I'm not going to make Kelly wait because Kelly is a first-time caller. Kelly, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You are calling from Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Kelly, what's up?
I think I'm really done Superintendent Jara with our school district on a comment he made yesterday. In regards to the family who has a child at a Henderson Elementary School, and they happen to own a Chick-fil-A, and they were going to do a fundraiser to donate the proceeds to the school. In response, part of his response was that he said, you know, there are other schools that are in this school district that wish that they also had the same resources to be able to do those fundraising events and that he would have to look into the legalities of it all. You know, instead of applauding this family and, you know, welcoming the thinking outside of the box and accepting donations like that, I mean, he's now sitting there saying, well, that's not fair because another school, you know, that's maybe lower income doesn't have the same resources. Okay, but that's one less school that you have to worry about because the parents are stepping up. And to me, that's just another way of thinking of always trying to bring the bottom up and then leaving the top hanging.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, this whole notion, it's really just come up. The idea that you have a school district that is so cash poor that doesn't have teachers. I thought that's why we pay property tax.
Well, and to me, I feel like Superintendent Jara needs to focus more on the fact that kids are taking guns to school, even a 9-year-old at elementary school, and worry about that versus questioning or putting down a person that's sitting there trying to help do something positive to the school district.
Well,
to me, it was so off-putting, and I think that, he gets no points with that.
Kelly, I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of the great things about the wall-to-wall free-for-all is stuff like this comes up, and it's stuff that may not have been on a radar, but we're going to the whole notion of a district where we're having to have fundraisers just to keep the doors open. I'm like, this is not, you know, I've seen this in private schools, but these are public schools, publicly funded schools. It makes does it bother you, Kelly, that we're having to go to this extent?
Listen, as a mom of four children who do go to school here in the Clark County area, I think that the focus should be less on these unions with the tops making over $400,000 each a year and them trickling it down to teachers. Let them get the pay cut. And instead, I think that as a, I was a teacher, I wouldn't mind getting the same pay if I knew that students were in line, parents were involved, and to me, that makes a lot of the difference. I've got a couple of my children that go to a charter school where each family has to mandatorily volunteer 30 hours a year. That's taking the a lot of the majority of extra things that teachers do throughout the day off their plate. We help them grade. We help them set up their classrooms. We help in the lunchroom. And that way the teachers are there to teach. Also, when parents are involved in the schools and there's constant parental supervision and your child knows you're always over there, then that child behaves better because they know that you have an ear to what the teacher is saying about your child.
Wow.
And I think that the school superintendent needs to instead focus on thinking outside of the box, looking at the charter schools and realizing why they're so successful. I have children in both CCSD and charter school system here. And so I see the difference. I see a major difference.
Wow.
The people who put their children in private schools or charter schools want them to have a good education. And I think that the superintendent needs to implement something like that within the school district.
Good point. Good point. Kelly, I'm so glad you brought that up. And it's something that we're going to be diving headfirst into. Maybe as early as tomorrow. Because that's just ridiculous. I mean, it really is. I need to take a break. More coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us. It's Thursday, by the way. We are inching ever closer to the weekend, alive and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Miawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Miawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Miawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to Miawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Miawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? You need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. Now, my friends at ReduceMyAC.com, they sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. Check it out. No, check it out for yourself. If you own a business and you want to reduce your cooling expenses, your air conditioning expenses, it's real simple. Go to 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or just go to reducemyac.com. Reducemyac.com. And start saving money on your cooling costs, on air conditioning in your business. We live here in the desert. It's going to get hot. You're going to need air conditioning. Why not save big money? I'm serious. By the way, in their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers, if you have a convenience store or a restaurant or whatever, you can save up to 75% on current electricity use. So check it out. ReduceMyAC.com. Let's get back to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very carefully, or very, very patiently, excuse me. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Cassius. Cassius, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Wall. And I just tuned in, so if I'm redundant on any subject, please stop me. But I wanted to just comment on the current form of feminism and what appears to be a trend among females in general to go to war. A state of war seems to exist between men and women, but it is really a matter of women being naturally liberal, and they always have been. And it wasn't for no reason that the founders had made it quite clear that they did not want them to have the franchise. They did not want them to vote. Now, these founders were very enlightened people. They're very good and smart people. They had mothers, sisters, and wives that they loved. But they, through thousands of years of looking at human history, they decided that because the female is naturally liberal, and she would have to be in nature because she has to bear and raise children, and that is a sort of a liberal job, shall we say. So what we have today is a radical form of that, naturally born of women, that decides that everybody must have a place at the table, no matter how insane, how lunatic, and that anything that rocks the boat with their worldview, and the Democratic view is naturally feminine, that any part of tearing that down or challenging it must be destroyed, not just dealt with in terms of natural debate, but must be actually destroyed because it's a threat to their power. And it is only a group of women, this village that Hillary Clinton mentioned, which is mainly women, they're the ones that should decide how we live, how we eat, how we dress, how we educate our children, so forth and so on.
Cassius, I love that.
Man, no, I mean, no, the guy, that's incredible.
No, it's sad that there are some women. And by the way, I would never, ever want to stereotype women. The idea that maybe women are, as I know some very, very conservative women. Women who are gun-toting. Well, I mean, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. There is a woman that is as conservative as they come. I'm just telling you. Want to remind you, tomorrow on the show, you come to expect so much stuff on the show. Yeah, we'll have the Friday song and all that. But we are going to be speech intensive. We're going to have major chunks of the president's speech. We might even have some of Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian. Both are going to be speaking at the rally. And this is going to be fun. Tomorrow's show, if you've never been to a Trump rally, we're going to try and give you a sense of what it is like. And I know a lot of people are struggling right now trying to get tickets, and this is the toughest ticket in town. Cirque shows? Hey, I can get you all the Cirque show tickets you want. But tickets to this event? Very hard to come by. That's going to just about do it. We'll bring you the very best from tonight's Trump rally. Trump, by the way, is going to be in town tomorrow for a fundraiser for Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian. So he's going to stick around a while. Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your day, live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.